seen a few pro-Palestinian creators make videos on why Trump is better for Palestine because there was no genocide under his regime. I'd like to invite you to take a step back to what did happen. There were a number of black men and women who were shot, who were murdered by police under his administration. His response to the death of George Floyd was to send out the National Guard. When asked why so many black Americans were the victims of police brutality, Trump said that white people are shot by cops more than black people. When this white supremacist was in power, he separated children from Central America who sought political asylum with their families and put them in cages. Trump had no system for documenting which babies were with which families. Children died in those cages. And until today, in 2024, there are over 1,000 children who have not been reunited with their families. Israel trains American cops. Our system of police brutality. Israel exports weapons to Congo and to Sudan. The CIA and Israel made Honduras a spot in the 1970s where when there was an uprising, the poor people's uprising, because no one had food, government alongside the CIA and Israel were purchasing weapons and making it a stronghold in Central America. In the 70s, Nicaragua purchased 98% of its military equipment from Israel. Israel sterilized women from Ethiopia. Every single one of our liberations are intertwined, which is why when we look towards a white passing Arab woman and she employs the same tactics that white supremacists do to infantilize a black woman who did not even need to give her the time of space or day, whether or not the intention was to be racist and whether or not this sudden fissure between our movements is manufactured, the message it sends is like the white supremacists. Black lives do not matter. Seeing a woman who wasn't supportive of children who are being slaughtered in Gaza. I'm seeing a woman who is tired of the support of her people's oppression being conditional. When I saw an Arab creator speak on how black and Latino individuals, I'm hearing an Arab creator who does not understand the systems of oppression in the United States. And Islam is an explicitly anti-racist religion. The Quran teaches us that when Satan refused to bow down to Adam when God commanded him, he said it was because God created him to be better out of fire than Adam out of clay. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, explicitly taught anti-racism. And when two of his companions, Abu Dharr and Bilal, God be pleased with both of them, were speaking to one another, Abu Dharr said to him one time when he was angry, "You son of a black woman." With being the son of a black woman, that is beautiful. But the way that he said it, the framework he said it in, offended Bilal. It hurt him deeply. So he went to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, told Abu Dharr, "You still have some ignorance in you." For those of you who are not Muslim, jahiliyyah, ignorance, holds a very debased description. So Abu Dharr, in immense remorse, went to Bilal, put his face on the floor, and told Bilal to step on his face because he wanted to be accountable. He was asking for forgiveness. There's a reason that in the Quran, God calls us to be witnesses for justice, even if it's against our own selves. This is a mural in Gaza on George Floyd. This is a mural in the West Bank. Do you see the apartheid wall where Palestinians are only allowed to be on a certain side of it? Leaders of the Black Liberation Movement. Malcolm X met with leaders of the Palestinian Liberation Movement. Our liberation has been intertwined.